few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to a brand new week, episode 1584 of Side Hustle School for you here. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. I'm so glad you're out there. Hope you do something this week to get closer toward a goal of freedom and independence. Even if you love your job, even if you have no plans on becoming a capital E entrepreneur, we could all use extra income, not just money, but the security that comes from having more than one source of income, which is what this podcast is all about. Now, today we're going to go back in time. Well, not quite back in time. It's not a Throwback Thursday episode. We're going to talk about something that is pretty retro, or something that is at least thought of as being kind of retro or old school. I was making a list here of like vintage t-shirts, typewriter poems, vinyl records, all these things that have kind of come back in terms of popularity. You've also got these weird mashups, right, of retro and present day culture. I saw this article recently of a Game Boy, like a Game Boy Advance. I had a Game Boy Advance when I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old. And I saw this article about someone who had hacked a Game Boy Advance to mine Bitcoin. And I was like, well, that is a mashup for sure. And it was a very slow miner, not very effective, but still pretty cool. Chess in particular has seen a tremendous pandemic time boost with literally millions more people watching games online and playing chess with faraway friends. There's a business battle being waged between chess.com and chess24.com, two rival platforms. Of course, you've got Twitch as well, which has emerged as a leading entertainment hub for this world. But all that to say, in our question of the day, a Side Hustle School listener enjoys playing bridge. And as he mentions, he's the youngest in his local club by several decades. Bridge has not yet joined the ranks of chess and vinyl records as, you know, being the thing that the cool kids do. So how can he get paid to pass on his love of the game to a new generation? My bridge club gets no respect. That's what today's question is about. That question and my answer is coming up in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, Chris. This is Calvin, and I've been listening to the show for a couple of years now. I'm 22, but I like playing bridge. Until my local club had to stop meeting due to the pandemic, I was the youngest person by something like 40 years. It's time to make playing bridge cool again. Unlike lots of other hobbies, including knitting or chess, it hasn't had a proper resurgence yet. But if I have my way, it will. How can I increase awareness of how awesome it is, as well as turn it into my side hustle where I get paid for it? Thanks, and looking forward to hearing your thoughts.
Calvin, what's up, man? Thank you so much for the question. I always love it when somebody's doing something a little bit different, or, you know, Calvin even begins his question by saying, I'm 22, but I like playing bridge. Like, it's a contradiction, you know? But it kind of is, because I don't really know a whole lot about bridge, and I'm much older than 22. So what do we do here? I think this is similar to a question we had about learning shogi, also known as Japanese chess. And in that episode, I mentioned that the caller had two issues, basically. You've got you know, the lack of awareness and possibly interest in the topic itself. A lot of younger people don't know much about bridge, and we can probably also say they're not that interested in it. So it's an evangelism question, like how can you evangelize, you know, the love of bridge or whatever the topic is. And then number two, how to profit from it, which is monetization. So sometimes it's good to kind of separate these a bit, even though hopefully eventually they'll come together. So what does Calvin want? Well, Calvin wants to make bridge cool again. So he has to, you know, make it interesting somehow. He has to be able to reach a lot of people. It sounds like an educational mission where, you know, he goes and teaches about bridge and proselytizes for it, you know, on a platform like YouTube or Twitch. I mean, that seems like the most logical approach. There's no guarantee it's going to work, but it seems like that's what would have to happen. And maybe there's a dearth of new media educational resources for bridge. What I mean here by new media, like no doubt there are plenty of books, like historically anybody who wanted to learn to play bridge, you know, 100 years ago or whenever they did that, you know, they would read a book. But does the definitive Udemy course for bridge exist, or Coursera, or, you know, some other platform? Or to make it relevant for our other listeners who are interested in other topics, is there a definitive course for your topic, your kind of, you know, strange or unusual thing, or let's just say less popular thing, lesser known thing? Is there a definitive course for it? And perhaps the answer is there's not a demand for such a thing now. So that's why Calvin or anyone else in this situation needs to answer the question, do you think there will be a demand in the future? Like, do you think there is an upcoming bridge renaissance? You know, and if there is, well, that could be perfect, because maybe Calvin is the one who's going to provide that resource and be that authority, or at least, you know, provide one of the leading resources and be one of the authorities. If not, I think it's a harder road to go down. You know, not to say that there isn't some niche solution or product that, you know, Calvin could create, but you have to have the interest. So I think that's kind of what it comes down to: awareness and interest in the topic itself, evangelism, and then how to profit from it, monetization. So good luck. I totally respect the mission, Calvin. Make bridge cool again. And listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. That's all for today, but I hope you'll come back tomorrow. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, in Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.